the Rebbe should show that he's bad. All right. Well, Kosovo are in Cheshish and Sofitus. Will we come on Paskinon, the Cheshish and Sofitus? You can't possibly have out the Zal, in your shop locate with the Shev, Cheshish and Shev Libre. So the Rabbi of the Shite is Mamish like this. See, the Pashkes Moshe Admore is like this. And like the Rabbi of the Shev. Because the Admore has the Kashi. How is it the Bura is not Cheshish? In the case of Yosha Pudit Dimension, and why they distinguish from something to say, so the Gemara says, because of all the things of the Gemara. So, she's really past the things of the Gemara. So, you have to be able to in the case of Yosha Pudit Dimension as well. But the Gemara is saying, for some of the earlier, because of the Gemara, come back to the next one, he talks about the Gemara, 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 the Gemara,
the reason I saw actually the Paschus was not more should be that it's not Paschus like that because the more it says for Sopha Rula is it going to say but over there the more in the level that means the connection base the connection with Sopha Rula said so everybody agrees that we Paschus the base is in Sopha Rula so the neighbor is to appear from the tomorrow that we should be patient in the case of Yosha Klein, Kate, the patient as well, and you should be passed like it, still. But the Rabboni does pass like it, because the Gemara that can take it, the Gemara that can take it, the feet and me was found, in the Mitakete, in the second stomach of the Behemoth, in the Mephikolem, so then we are thinking, so why is the Rabban say, why is it Yosef will kill you? Why is it Yosef will kill you? Why is it the difference in Mahabhulim? So Yosef will kill you. And then the monitor, that if the Mahab was found in the Rubin in the interest, even though that Mahab is not a puncture, the root of the sacrifice is completely the members completely wasn't penetrating so we are still saying maybe it did penetrate but then it healed there was some scar tissue developed so here too Yosha if it came to Tom but didn't it make whether it's a Tom that it impacted or a little that it impacted so the Rabban makes an analogy between Mahat and Ethan
There is a Ktasi Choche that something happened, the lion beat someone. The Mishibochem Akhtinu in the Chet Nesetia, Mishib Yoshat Eichi, Vagmore Bikoma, Kosov Arula in Chesh Shem Som, oh, so then the question arises, so why does the Gemara say, Kosov Arula in Chesh Shem Som, the Gemara is to say, Shami Ochre, Shami Drusha, the Gemara didn't want to be mad. But Gemara became a person of all the things of the Jews and the Chosh Lahari, and the Chalik Moshe Chalak. But in the Talochet, יש לנו לחלק ולתיק שלו ממחת שמין שבי לבית. Alright. And then, the אפשר, the Rabbal Fesu יום החלק, but what the Ayah Famuli is a case seems to be different. On one hand, from the Pashas of the Gemara here, it's Mashma like Rabbal Fesu. But then, the analogy of Uwe Bezakeh, Machashimtah Uwe Bezakeh, says, seems to be a good analogy. So he says, we have Shabbat Rabalfa, so you're Mechalik. We should do Uwe Bezakeh, says, Uwe Oh, Loichai Shimon,
Hashem will heal you. You mistabre. So in other words, because the tissue, the membrane of the Beis HaKetzes is relatively thick. So maybe it's not so likely to be healed, with scar tissue. So maybe we are not. So we are not chinshish. So if the whole membrane had been punctured and had been and the nature had been originally penetrating, so it wouldn't have healed so quickly. So that's why it's very chashino shemelik. But here we are chinshish. We mistabre. Kedibre Arab Gablezer, Dimishim Uve Kote U Englechat. Alright. So in other words, the Rosh agrees with the Ravon and the Israeli cases. Now everybody passed in Sligabi Sophic Truth or the Trishish. But the question is, are we Cheshish Sligabi Yoshav Likit Vivation? So most Rishayim agree with Tesis and Rav Alfus. But the Rabbon and the Rosh, they say that we passed like that. We passed like that. But the Gabitun said, we certainly are Cheshit. Right. We come and pass on Cheshit. Come and pass on the Hashem is a Cheshit. We can also look at the Cheshit, Cheshit, Namah, Shavim. We can take back, so the Kasha of Tesis is directed against Yosef Levit Beveshet and against Sophic Truth. Why do we say that Cheshishi, what we should say, that Mishra Tohut Cho, Behemo Bechayeo Bechaskasikso, that is, but Mishra Toh, and as long as it was determined that the Shchite itself was proper, he was being the Sakin, he was being the Simoni, that the Shchite was proper, so then we say we are minded on the Chazoki. What Chazoki is it? What kind of Chazoki is it? Of course, like this, we say Chazoki Mikor. But here, how do we know? Maybe the Behemah in question was a trifle all the time from birth. So how do we have a Chazoki Mikor? The answer is we have here, we discussed it in the first page before. Here we have a Chazoki Mikor that originates in Rov, because Rov behemes and treipes. So the melee we established on the basis of the Rov in respect to any behemes in question, that this behemes was born not a treipes, because Rov behemes are born not treipes. So first we established that the behemes in question was born in Shleim on the basis of Rov. Once we establish on the basis of Rov that the behemoth in question was born in Shleimo, now the question is, maybe a trait developed in the course of the years. So once it is assumed that it was born in Shleimo, so you have to say it remained in Shleimo on the basis of Chazok and Mikor. So that's the kasha. V'imtima v'amai neimen mishra duhutro t'ilamunon ferikamega v'bo zeim v'not oz b'mayim v'erzion kishibikubim. So we say that the Zeev himself, the wolf itself, made him become. So why? Because of Chazotim Mikore. So here too, that there is a fundamental difference between the case of Zeev not was Mimayim, Vazim Shinikubim, so the wolf is developed in the lifetime of the behemoth. When did the Reyesa develop? Only after the Shechita of the behemoth. And then after the intestines, the internals of the behemoth were taken out after the Shechita. Then his age came and then he returned them all punctured up. So since there was no Reyesa, no Reyesa developed in the behemoth, while the behemoth was alive, when did the race develop? After the Shchita, and so we say, Mishra Tohutro. Mashiach, in this case, where a lion entered the stable, And then, so the behemoths, while the behemoths are living, the reyes are developed. So Mele, we cannot say nishchatut. We cannot say nishchatut. V'chitim v'shanoch ishnu v'svitom v'chayim, so Mele, we cannot say nishchatut. V'omar, v'chitim v'chayim, ואין הוא יהודי, הוא גם יהיה רבים, הוא גם יהיה רשם סוף מכל רבו, סוף מכל רבו, הוא יתותון פירו של מטרס, סורס אבו משוי בו החליצה סודה לא חייס that an elbow is not only the elbow itself, not only the bass itself, is mufkas of zik, it doesn't require chlitze, but in the tzore of the elbow, the tzore sabas, doesn't require chlitze either. Doesn't require chlitze either. So suppose they were two brothers, Reuven and Osher, and Reuven was married to Sorach Bas Osher. Reuven was married to Sorach Bas Osher, and he had another wife, Rochel. Rochel is not the sister of Sorach, so was married to him too. And then Reuven died. So certainly Sorach cannot be skukolim or mechlitze to Osher. So Osher is a father. But so mele Rochel, the tzore of Sorach, is also pturim nachlitze nayim. Chlitze nayim. Now, but suppose Reuven was married. Suppose Reuven was married to Sorach and to Rochel, and then Reuven before he died. So he was migarish Sorach, then he died. So by the time when he died, so Rochel is no more a Tzoras Elba. So then Rochel is kuko. Then Rochel is kuko. Suppose there was Gerashim. Suppose he did throw a get. Reuven did throw a get to Sorach. But it fell Sophikolvo. So the question is, was she misgarish? And if Sorach was misgarish, so the male, Rochel is not a Tzoras Elba. If she was not misgarish, so Rochel is a Tzoras Elba. So we look up here, so we call this, so we call it Loikoto. Perush, umutere Tzoras Elba, we should go with it. So in such a case, Midaraise, so Rochel would be Muteres Neshuk, she wouldn't have to get Chlitze from Moshe, before Steine. But how? Why should she be allowed to get married with you without Chlitze from Moshe? Maybe it fell Korevlei, not Korevlo. So she wasn't Mikoreshes. In other words, maybe it fell Korev. In other words, maybe the Gerashim was a Gerashim. In other words, maybe it fell Korevlo. So the Gerashim was a Gerashim. Was a Gerashim. So Memele, if the Gerashim was a Gerashim, so Memele, when Reuven died, so Rochel was not the Tzoras Elba. So how? So then she requires chlitze, so it's a lav deraise. Yivon reshuk, for a shtayne, mishum di, she'll soon be chetz keset o reshuk emetz. Val tazvene misopik. In other words, before he decided to give her a get, a month before he died, okay. But before that, in the course of the years, of the marital relationship between Reuven and Tzorach. So at that time, Rochel was a Tzoras Elba, and she was destined to be Muteres Leshuk upon the death of her husband. Then the question is, maybe as a result of the act of throwing the get to Sorach, so the status quo was changed. But until he decided to give her a get to Sorach, so she was destined, she was in Medes, to be Muteres Leshuk. Rochel was destined to be Muteres Leshuk. Before Shtayim Shindi, she didn't have Muteres Leshuk in Medes. But the Senna Misofi, Al Mehashtag in his Bible, Mutminolo, Becheskas Masha Hoyso, מחיים ביימו, כלים שזו הגט לערבו, ואוכלמה כניש רטו, נעמידנו בחזקס מה שהויסו, כלים שנעמד בו, סוף יקטרוסה, ועמידנו בחזקה שאינת רוסה, חזקה שאינת רוסה. So why do we say that there is a race? A lion entered the stable, so then all the cattle required it. יש לימא, אישה מאוכל, יתרוסה שליחל, ועוד אמרנו איתם, עוד דבר עלי. So what is thesis that is? Thesis that is, that the reason is why, סוף יתרוסה. When there is a race, a lion entered the stable. So why of DK is because there is a rhyme. Truse is there. In other words, let me tell that the lion entered the stable and there was screaming of the cattle. So that is like a circumstantial evidence. It's not a rhyme, but it's ksasra. It's ksasra. So in any way, that's why we cannot rely on Hazar. So it's much more because she did only because there is a rhyming of that, because Trus is Shrich. But without a rhyming of all, without a Trus is Shrich, suppose it would be a 50-50 Sopik. A 50-50 Sopik. So then we would rely on Hazar. And the Chazotin Mikore, that's the Zishit. We heard that, you know, we come on Gabi Ardishen, if Hasbina Shvoyim, we need to speak about Gabi, Shalechot Mien, Kim Dikron Neim Aroche, Dikron Neim Aroche, in Aroche, we get to the Chazotin, Gabi Taim Idom Arichishin, something to say, but we don't pass to that far. Avu Mando Machishin, Avu Mando Machishin, Dikron Neim Aroche, Vosu Name, Dome, Nisleis, Yes, they have been through this RV, from when we saw through this about. Now, so the question is, so why do we say Rav Nitaim, Dom HaKheshish and Sabi Yus? Avor Man Dom HaKheshish, Goy Mekunin HaChazoke, but here, there is a new song. Tzipir and Al-Gabe. So, why should we HaKheshish? So Tzipir says, over there, it's also, It's also Raglai Mildova. It's also Raglai Mildova that there was a Drusa. There was a Drusa. Anyway, Teisa Shite here, and Yivom is Daklamet, that only in the case where there is Raglai Mildova, only in the case where there is Raglai Mildova, because let's say that the Ari entered the stable, and they were screaming, or an Ari was together with Shvoyim, and then we found the Tziperen, so maybe there's a rhyme with them, but without a rhyme with them all, if it would be Sofik HaShoko, we can rely on Chazok, even though there is a race, and that's a big finish, because one could argue, that when can we rely on Chazoke, there is no reason. So there, Chazoke is a Nevar. Chazoke is a Nevar, like this Bechishish, every time, let's say, someone is Mikadish and Misho, maybe she could ask herself. So we don't have Bechishish. After all, she wasn't born in Ishishish, she was born in New York, so maybe we rely on Chazoke, maybe they say she would be Bechishish, that this Isho got now. Masha'im came where we have, so that Chazok is in the back. Masha'im came where we have a Reyes. Let's say, we have a Reyes. We have a Reyes. Let's say, a lion. Was with the Reyes. So we have a Reyes. So if not for the fact that there is a Shriche, because when a lion, because usually when a lion comes in contact with behemoth, so is theirs. But if not for the fact that Trus is Shriche, then we rely on Chazok. But here we cannot say that the Chazok is Mevareh, just because up to the time that the lion entered the stable. So it wasn't Trefe, so Mele now too it is Trefe. After all, there is a new circumstance now that could make it a favor. The
the entrance of the lion in the stable. So still, we would be minded about, okay, if not for the fact that there is an issue. So that's the issue. That even when there is a reason, and there is a reason, and Chazokhe could be in the barrier, so there is a din Chazokhe. There is a din Chazokhe that we don't have to be Chazokhe. As long as it has a Chazokhe Seder, even though there is no Biru, so we are still on the Chazokhe. That's the issue. Now, the Rashbo, Nichum, the Yud, appears to be Chazokhe Tantezis. Here the Rashbo, Chum the Yud. Yes. Ranate, the lion can do a good job, very efficient, the lion. No, but you see that it is like that. The Rashbo in Chum Daf Yud in the sugya of Shoga Ba'atzometz, very long Rashbo. So the Rashbo says, "Ulinyan at the end of the paragraph where it discusses Shoga Ba'atzometz, Ulinyan kol sofik b'shchite, Tanya shochat zaveishet v'nutza agager shmuto v'nyodei ha'inkirim shchite mishmuto im le'acha shchite mishmuto zeo yomaisedu b'shion." ויאמרו כל סופיק משחית פסול וכן בסופיק שור ובסופיק דורס ויאמרינו נהלך לך הרוב שוחטים שאין שיין ואין יצא ואיך אני משמיתו גב או אלף אם the wing of the chicken was detached או אם יש בו רגו אם יעקוב או לבעלו ואם ידוע אם קדם שחיתו לאח השחיתו let's say it רגע became fractured above the akuvo, above the knee. So the question is, was it done after Shchite? Or was it done before Shchite? Maybe the butcher did it. I mean, and the butcher is not around, he's not available. So, when you be a yukim Shchite or Shchite, because of Rabbeinu Zal, the mistabre, the sofik, the raisei, or the chum, or the tanya, shochad the chavinshe, needs of our garage mutter when you do it in Kingdom Street. In Kingdom Street, there were your eyes in the Shon, the Omru Kosovi Bishri de Psur, Voadim the Hog Shot Rangers, who could am Rino Mikama, I limited the habit of the afternoon, but I may Shadre Karebas Raisi, Omar of Yen, the High Shaikun and Akte, there was a ram that dragged the feet. They drag the feet. Sometimes it happens to many people too. So the question was, is that lamb mutter or not? In other words, so dragging the leg might be a result of the chutah shedre that was broken, that was fractured, or it might be a result of sciatica. So, my say, Omar of Yehina, I shall grant an act. Why should it be a chesh? That there was a fracture? Maybe, that this, why should it be a chesh that the spinal cord was severed? He can be taken in sciatica. I shall grant an act. Master of Rabbine, you may have Chuda Shedra, you say. So Rabbine said, no. Why do you assume that this dragging of the leg of by the lamb is due to sciatica? Maybe it's due to a severance of the spinal cord? That might have been the cause. How many the ask of Rabbi Hoche, Shmamino, the Cholimcha, the Isialet Reyese, the Chumretalon? The Chumretalon. So the Rashbo says, and then he says, King Kotzav Rabbeinu Zal, that's Rabbi Yehuda.
the apple god of the apple god, because it can be the hosom kirabina, but the more baskins like habina, not like habine. In other words, that we attributed to sciatica, not to a several spinal cord. So there is a special reason, because sciatica is more of a common cause for dragging the leg than a severed spinal cord. That's the reason. So in other words, there is a grinding over, and to the other one, there is a grinding over the other one. Only in tavay shriche. But suppose it's some kashako, it's 50-50, so then we cannot begin on the chazak. So it says, Voda Amino Mikamon, Sofi Kaube, Sofi Shunre, Ima Kaube, Vampun Name, Sofi Kanye, Sofi Shunre, Ima Kanye, Hoso Mundu Shunshriya Vidor Shunre. So in Shunre, a cat can reject poison in certain areas. But a dog not, unless the dog is a mad dog. Otherwise, when a dog bites, if he's not mad, so it's not serious. But a cat, yes. The amun name sofik kanye sofik shulrei makanye hosomim shulrei shchiach the dog is. So we say, so we are clearly correct. So the answer is, because over there, it's the Shriya Vidor Shemre. Because usually a cat is not theirs. But if a cat is theirs, in other words, a cat is a domesticated animal. So it's not theirs, it doesn't use its claws. Masha'inke, when a cat uses its claws, then, I mean, this is a well-known fact, that if a cat becomes wild, then there is a real sakona. Then it can inject its poison. So Mishum Shriya Midorish Shunra. Dom Aisim Yehoyim Vishriach Shunra Ben Atamgeri. The Eli Deiris. Viteida. Do Kaimon. Now, I wasn't born at that time, but I heard from my father, Zechino Broche, that shortly after my mother, Zechino Broche, got married, so we checked, and that was in Haslavich, in Russia. That was long before I was born. So my mother had a cat in the house. In Europe, you know, we had to have cats, but otherwise they would be harassed by mice. So we had a cat in the house, and then the cat fell in a certain loophole and was in danger. So my mother tried to save the cat, and she had to pull out the cat, you know, and the cat was resisting the saving by my mother. So at that time, the cat clawed my mother so much that my mother was sick and was in very serious condition for a number of months. And in those days, in the little towns, they didn't even have doctors, they wanted a doctor. So, but in Haslavish there was what was called, I don't know how to call such a person in English, a felcher. A felcher was like a medical technician. You know, so he didn't study medicine, but he had some practice. So she was sick for a number of months because the cat injected poison in my mother's hands. I mean, so it is well known that the cat is a dangerous animal. Only thing is, it's civilized. But if for some reason the cat runs berserk, so there is a big sign. A dog, if it's not mad, even if the dog will bite 100 times, it's not serious. So that's it. This is what we want. So it's a possum. We should do a Shriya Midor Shemre, because the cat is civilized. And it's very unusual for a cat to be deiris. But when it is deiris, then it is a sakone. The mice in the Cholye, the Shriya Shemre, the Natanigayu, and the deiris. The thing that the Kaimon Shom, the Chemishishem, the Sofik Trusim, Arme hinken da hinten und kommen, gegen so viel Taube, so viel Schimre, keine Nutzenischen, die es dabei kriegen und nicht nur die Tiere. So, in other words, so this is what Rashbo says. So, wie schreit es, in Israel, es ist ein Schicksal Tesis. In other words, according to Tesis, so, when are we not living on the Chazoke, if there is a Raglaim with it? Because it's Raglaim with over. Once an Ari has some victims, some potential victims, so it's very likely that he's theirs. But if it is a Sofik Ashoko, then it doesn't require it. It doesn't require it. Only because there's a Raglaim. And that is Tezoshim. But the Ashboshit is not like that. In other words, only when there is a Raya the other way. But, let's say, when the subject is, did the cat, was the cat there or not? Or did the dog do it? So, a dog, so we are telling you that the dog beat it, not that the cat clawed it, you see. Because it's unusual for it. But if it is a Sofik Ashoko, if it's a 50-50, then we cannot be doing Chazak. According to Tesis, only when there is a Raglaim Midobo Nisa, it requires Mekhe. But if it is a Sofik Ashoko, we are Teilan Chazak. So that's a fundamental machlokes between Tesis and the Rashbo. But the Teila, the Tayyum Mitzvah is Tabat Feilu Mitzvah Teh, Vi Koshal. Italino we call it his hey, Beheche, in Sham Shiyad Tabche, but then you ask, so how, but we are not Cheshish, because Bozei, Vinot of Mimai, there is even Tishim Kubin, so then we are Tilan Chazoke. So he says, no, Vi Koshal and Vi Koshal of Italino we call it his hey, Vich, the Mash Biyad Tabche, possibly if she is double for any of his list that you had there. The double for any reason to Isa. So the reason is why, by Bozei not down in Ma'ayim, Berzer, Kishini Kubin, we are lying Chazoke because over there we don't have any Reise. What kind of a Reise do we have? Now, we did not see any Mikovin in the internals of the Behime until the wolf snatched the internals of the Behime. When did we notice Mikovin in the internals of the Behime? After the Zei to snatch away the internals, and then we brought them back. Then we found the number of Nikobi. So what kind of a race is there? Don't we know that when a Zayn gets a hold of something, so he no probability, he makes all many Nikobi in the thing. So there is no race. Mashayn came in the case where there is a race. A lion entered. So then, without Raglaim Midobo, so we have to finish. So, possibly if she is, double for any list of the head of the double for any police, in me, come here, she is, for any double she is, with the head there, she does a hay for Pilchas, the Pilchas like here, we can under it, the Efsha she is with the Gapo, Machmaskei, Talin on the Kobe. However, if there is a special circumstance to which a certain market in the behemoth is reasonably attributable, so then, of course, we are Taylor and the Chazot. Anyway, King Kosov Rabbein Zahar, that's Rabbi. So in other words, so the Primigodi mentions that there is a machlekes between Tesis and Rabbein Yehemi. In other words, according to Tesis, and that is probably the Shita of Tesis, is probably the Shita of most Hashem. I mean, the Shita of the Rashbo, the Shem Rabbein Yehemi, is a mute. But according to Tesis, and most Hashem, so in case of a Sofik Ashoko, we are Tilan Chazoke. According to the Rashbo, in case of Sofik Ashoko, we are not Tilan Chazoke. Now, in the according to Tesis, we are Tilan Chazoke. So the Primigodim is Psychet Yuchas Tesis, so he says, and it's Mashma from Tesis, that not only Midraise are we Tilan Chazoke in case of a Sofik Ashoko, even Midrabonon we are Tilan. Because there is a loch of Chazot. the halacha of Chazokah. In this moment there is a real reason. So that Chazokah couldn't be nullified. We are still Teilal Chazokah, and even with Rabbanon we are Teilal Chazokah. And now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, with the Rashi teaches, if there is a Sotik HaShoko, so we are not Teilal Chazokah. But then there is a machlokes between the Chochma Sodom and the Kelim Yiris. What is the pshat in this Rashi? The polymeres, in the Shailas of Chuvas, polymeres, Chilikawen, Chuvat is born. So he says that the pshat in the Rashbo is that midraise yachishish by Sopet Hashem. Midraise yachishish. In other words, if it is mamashi Sopet, we cannot be Teilal Chazokah. In other words, according to the polymeres' pshat in the Rashbo Shite, so I mentioned it when we learned the first day of the Chumash, so I mentioned it many times. I mentioned the Yisod, the fundamental Yisod, that there are two halachas of Chazokah. One halacha of Chazokah is in Mivareh, but even when it cannot be Mivareh, let's say when there is a real Reyes, it cannot be Mivareh. So it is still, Chazokah is a Din. So according to the Polymeres Pshat in the Rashbo, there are no two halachas in Chazokah. Chazokah is only a Mivareh. True, you learn it out from a Posik. So because without the Posik, we wouldn't know that it is a sufficient Yirur. I mean, after all, I mean, we need a Posik to know, to be advised that something is a sufficient Yirur. Because after all, Birurim, it's a question of degree of probability, I mean. All Birurim are not absolute, I mean. Is there such a thing as an absolute Birur? And didn't Eidim come and testify? So is it an absolute Birur? I mean, Eidim sometimes could testify falsely. There is a halacha of Eidim Zeilonim in the Torah. Why is there a halacha of Eidim Zeilonim? Because that's a possibility. So, all Birurim are not absolute. There are no absolute Birur. But Al-Pedin is considered a Birur. So, Mimele, Chazokah, the Pasuk tells us that if there is no Reyes, so Chazokah is a Birur. Even though it's not absolute, because the fact that the woman, a certain woman in question, was born in Kruye, does not prove it absolutely that she didn't become a Kodeshes. But we don't have to be Chazokah. So that's the Xeris HaKosim. Mashiach came where there is a real Reyes that negates the Birur. So then, we cannot be Teilal Chazokah. This is the pshat of the polymeres, the Chuvat HaSvar. But the Chochmas Sodom, and then in some Chochmas Sodom you have Bina Sodom. That's also by Rabbi Avraham Damzig. But some Chochmas Sodom don't have the Bina Sodom at the bottom or at the back. And what the Chochmas Sodom in the Bina Sodom, he says, He is chilik on the polymeres. The polymeres is midayik from the washing of the Rashbo, because the Rashbo says it's a sofik deraisa. So Mimele, he understands that Kenshite it's a sofik deraisa. The Bina Sodom says, when the Rashbo says it's a sofik deraisa, he means, since it's in connection with the Nisa deraisa, whether it's yes treife or no treife. So Mimele, it's the Chumre, but it's the Chumre on the Mirabon, not Midraise. The Rashbo would agree with the Shita of Teisves that we rely on Chazokah. But whereas according to Teisves, even Midrabonon, we can be Teilal Chazokah. So according to the Rashbo, I mean Rabbi Yehine, so Mirabonon we cannot be Teilal. So that's a machlokes. Now, the case you place in Sinanun, in Yerdei and Mechaslefes, so he goes a little too far. And he says that there is no machlokes between the Rabbi Yehine and Teisves. There is no machlokes. And he says that the reason as to why the Rashbo says that we have to be chayshish, is because the Rashbo also means because drusish, But when one, so of course the Binasodan is massive on the case of Pansi, but when one goes over the whole Roshi, it's a very long Kashbor here, Tafir. So he sees that that's not the Pshat in the Rashbo. The Rashbo emphasizes, not once, but several times, in other words, that only when there is a special circumstance which makes it reasonably attributable, a special circumstance of Heter, which makes the Make reasonably attributable. Really, the Rashbo points out, let's say, when we saw, the Gemara says that we pass like Chavyema, not like Chavyema. So the Rashbo spells it out. Why? Because Sayatika is a reasonably attributable circumstance for dragging the food. As a matter of fact, you find it among men too. I mean, people who suffer from Sayatika, so either they stay in bed, if it's too bad, if they have an attack, but if they are able to walk around, they drag a leg. So in other words, so the Rashbo emphasizes that, you see. So it's not mashma like the Chesed place, he wants to eliminate the machlekes, in other words. He wants to read in the Rashbo the same sheet as they says, but it is not mashma like that. It's mashma that the Rashbo is chelek. Is chelek am tesis. But the question is, does the Rashbo mean only midrabonon, as the Binasodom says, or he means midraisa, that even midraisa. Now, if the pshat is midraisa, because the Rashbo uses Rosh Hashanah midraisa, which is no raya, because he could use Rosh Hashanah midraisa, why would the Chachomim machmir? Because it is echshoshen midraisa. So true midraisa, we don't have to be chayshish, but we are chayshish. I mean, that could be a very reasonable job. Anyway, there is a machleki between the Ponimiris and the Binasot. The Chaznish and Yodeye, so he mentions a certain chidosh. It's a big chidosh. And I don't think that it's very mistaba like him. He, because Chaznish was also bothered by such a shito. So if we say that the Pshat in Tesis is, as the Bina Sodom says, so then the Tesis Shita is not straight. I mean the Rashbo, the Pshat in the Rashbo is like the Bina Sodom says, that only in the Rabbonon by Sofika Shoko, we cannot be given Chazoke, so then it's not difficult in any way. But it seems that the Chazni, she assumed, that because the Rashbo uses Rosh in Havar, Sveke the Reise Lechumre, that it means Sveke the Reise Lechumre. And the Rashbo Shita is Sveke the Reise Lechumre, is with Reise Lechumre. Not that here it's with Rabbah. So Memeiri considered it very strange, because after all, Midraisa there is a loch of Chazoke, and it's not mistaba to say that the whole deen of Chazoke applies only to a case where there is no Reise, but where there is a Reise. So then we don't rely on Chazoke, because from the Sugi Yivomes it's mashma that we rely with Reise on Chazoke even when there is a real Reise. Because after all, you couldn't say when someone throws a get to his wife and it's not determined as whether it fell in her Daladames or it fell, it dropped in his Daladames. So it's mashma from the Gemara in the Gomez that with the Reise we rely on Chazoke. We rely on Chazoke. So the Chayach to say it's Iro. We know that he threw a get. So the chances of falling Korban Law are just as much, as many, as the chances of falling Korban Law. And still, from the Gemara in Romans, that from Kimo it appears that with the Reise we rely on Chazoke. So maybe because of that, it's more mistaber to say that the Pshat in the Rashbo, in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua, is as the Nesodom says, not as the Ponimira says. He means, he says, the Havre is fake in the Reise, Lechumre means, since it's a Choshen in the Reise, so it's Lechumre in Rabbah. That's what he means. Not Lechumre in the Reise. So then there is no difference. However, the Chaznish apparently assumed that when the Rashbo says, Lechum da Fiyun, the Havre is fake in the Reise, Lechumre, it means that it's with Reise, Lechumre, and that
that is very strange. So then there is no halacha of chazoke except in a place where there is no reyesa. But it's not mashma like that. So memele he limited. He limited the Rashboshi. And he says that the Rashbo, he agrees with the pshat of the panimires in the Rashbo. That it, the Rashbo says that he goes to Sofika Shoko, as to whether a behemoth is a treife or not a treife. So with Raisa you cannot put it on Chazok. It is making the Raisa the Chumra with Raisa. But we have certain.
A certain woman who was his daughter, whether she was a queen or a Jew. So he's saying this woman was definitely born in Israel, she wasn't born in a Jew. So now the question is, did he become his daughter or not? So the liar has a question. So there we know that she was born in Israel. Machine is a little bit of a Hebrew, the question, how do we know that somebody is born in Israel? That somebody is born in Israel. So the Hazoka in Korea of Israel, the Hazoka is that born. Of fear or living war, because only the infinite is. So, anyway, this is the community. There is no real community. It's only Hazoka in God. It's only Hazoka in God that originated in war. So, we find the relative. We find the relative. If we find the relative, so then there is no such Hazoka. But the injury is the Hazok in Kore, the real Hazok in Kore, is in the original door. So then the Hazbo would agree. It's more discovered that the chat with the Hazbo is like the way the Hazbo is from the Hazbo. So there is no difficulty. True, the Hazbo of Hazok is the righteous, but in the Rabbonon, the Hazbo is the real thing. In the Rabbonon, is the original thing. A real woman, and the hero is the greater. So then, you can have one of these things about the other. You can have it. Alright. Now we have some new Khadi Bishop. You can see how I got up with the Khadi Bishop. You know, the other guy was in the Khadi Bishop. Khadi was in the Khadi Bishop. The Khadi Tamer here. Abroche, you go to Hunto, you have to. You have to. You have to. But here, so what was there? So what the machlekes between the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel, whether Nikubat Shore Tavishet is the Mashuasher or the Ruben. So after the Mashuasher and the Ruben. Now the reason is certainly the Ruben Tavishet is the Mashuasher. So the more in the cultivation of the Shmuel, the reason is why it has to be the because it is the. And then the writer was reported that not so the king had started the speaker in Paris. And then he was giggling, but only a little bit because he cut the sacking in the palace. But the bulk of the cut was made in the Bishop's Club. So then Roger was marching. So he imposed Kung as the Rabbi Kung as the Shimon. So then the last one of the Gemara is because that Rebbe really exercised God. But even according to Rav is not easy. But the Halamid of the Gemara was, no, but according to Rav is even good. And still Rebbe imposed upon the God the Chumres of Ravim. So the Gemara says, Hamina Rav, Hamina will come in the Rav in the Gemara. It's not enough. Come in the Rav, come in the Rav in the Roma, Ra, you can see, it's you that come around with this book. So, Shan was in the Chalik Shiro, the Chita Acha Tov Shofin 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 Shiro, the Chita Acha Tov Shofin. So the question is, why do you say to Shmuel, Yomar, love you to do, but there is my Roma, who is machir even through the Zohar, maybe, even though it's not even today, so still, he, as long as the news was done, not even today, so he's still kosher. So why did Robert, why did Robert, Shani Gadere, the leader of the Nazi, in the room? The reason is why one man Roma, by Hagelis, even though he made a cut, Shalom of his people, but seeing the cut was removed, so it's kosher, because the Yitzhak at Hagelis, the leader is not as well, only Yitzhak at Hagelis, the Rupa. So anyway, the man Roma holds, when you are Magri, and you cut Shalom of his people, so it's right. And not make it like a naked that was affected with by thought. So Matthew here, according to here, well, so the Shulchan Aruch, so in the Masla, so Mele, if we say like well, the government is stupid, so even though the rope of the cup was not in the stupid, it has become wrong. If you should wear a lot of the day, I would have to wear a piece of the camera, because the Shahash Nation is a color costume, so you can only wear a costume. Okay, what the boy name of the woman cost my time? That was a human rabbit mission. Zil free with me. So now the new cemetery coming in Rabade. So Rabade said, so Rabade assumed that Rabade was Mahmi like 300 Tatra Dode, so Mela is a little bit of a. So he said he's not going to pay. The question is, if someone is a guy and he's saying about Mishnah, so then you reverse the judgment, but you don't pay. Baba Gabba pay about Mishnah. You go, you have to pay a hundred and sasra, but they get to pay that Mishnah. Then so he says, you're dying a human problem. So it was impossible to make him the Pesach, because it was already, the damage was already all done, irreparable. So in many ways, you have to pay. Rabbi Yishua Yidom, Ari Mashiach in the Basko. Came the time along to the Seer, Mishum Basko. The time along to the Abel HaShem Mutehu. The Chayshin in the Basko. Shepot the Kabot is in Kado. Now, here the Gemara says, we don't say in the Atlach HaBasko, Rabbi Yishua Yidom, Ari Mashiach in the Basko. So, that implies that only Rabbi Yishua, but we don't pass for us. But, in respect to what did Rabbi Yishua say at the Mashiach Basko? In respect to the Machlokes between Rabbi Yishua and Rabbi Yishua of Tano Rachloi, and over there, we pass for like Rabbi Yishua. Because we pass for like Rabbi Yishua in Tano Rachloi, but it's only not there, even though the Basko said a lot of Rabbi Yishua. ויש לא שם אותו, שאויות סון יחווי לי לבד את זה, יום המשמיים יחיחו. זה לא מתאר את זה, זה נכנע. מי פסקו לייך רבי ישוע? מי פסקו את רבי ישוע? אם זאת מחווי את הסחתן הרחמי. And even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yishua in the question as to whether Mashkich be Basko or Mashkich be Basko, so we pass Mashkich be Basko, but we pass like Vizila. Why do we fast like Israel? Because the Basko was Machia like Israel. The answer is, the reason is to why we don't fast like Hebrezer. In the Machlokes of Tamer Achloye, even though the Basko was Machia like Hebrezer, even though the Basko was Machia like Hebrezer, because the Basko came out only in Shmichvish or Hebrezer. So in Mele, it cannot be Machia in the Nadora, because it came out only Mishim Kleve Shor Abreze. Mashayike, when the Basko is not Mishim Kleve, so then the Basko can be Machia. Yish Leima Bishan Osom, Shalo Yot Sol Yechleve Rabreze, Vila Omar Nashmai Mechich, then takes the reason out of it. Then the Basko, the Besira, Nisaya Kro, Vichsi, Achre Rabin Lehadis, the Besira, Rubah, Ele Bikore Nisavkalon, בשביל שמאי יחודות יקרה. יחודות יקרה. Now, so the second character is, that the reason is why we do not pass, like, Rabbezer, and Tano Achnoi, even though the Pascal was Machia, as the Rezer, because then Basco was counter. So in other words, the Yeshua himself called that in Mashkech be Basco, even if it's not counter to the Rezer. But we don't pass for like Rabbi Yeshua either. But in a case where the Basco is counter to the Rezer, then everybody agrees. Then everybody agrees that we don't rely on the Basco if it's counter to the Now the question arises, it's two different in real cases. So the first Derech says the reason as to why we don't pass. The first Derech is the reason why we don't pass like, we don't pass like Kaplezer and Kamerachnoye. In Tachnoye is because we left so much later. Indication being that the Basco over there would not have been 18 Shikrei Day, so then we could rely on the Basco, but that goes without saying. It goes without saying that where the Basco is counter to the Torah, then the Basco is not going to be there. No one can be chilek on that. How can a Basco be machia negative in a Torah? Suppose a Basco will come out and say something negative. I mean, it won't happen. But suppose it happens. So of course a Basco cannot be machia negative in a Torah. Negative hour. So why the statement in the first Derech say, Yeshrein Abishan Yehosom, Shalayot Yisrael Lechreide. Abishan Yehosom, Shalayot Yisrael Lechreide. And that's why it was with Machia. The implication being that if it hadn't been yet on the play day, then it could be Machia. But Achiravim Lahatim? Achiravim Lahatim. Achiravim Lahatim. Now, it's all. If we understand why the brother persevered in his prayer against the Chachamim, against the Rabbi, so we'll be able to understand this Russian cases. I mean, after all, a Basco cannot be Machia, negative in Atar. And the Rezer had in mind to defy the Torah. Means, why did the Rezer refuse to succumb to the Rabbi? Why did he refuse to succumb to the Rabbi? What is it? Rezer? Oh, Chachamim on the Rabbi. Yes, that was a tzaddik. I mean, we know the Chachamim were menadim. So it had to be done by the Chachamim. So we have a machlok in Israel. But the Rebbe certainly had a good reason for acting the way he acted. It's not Chassid Sholem that the Rebbe ignored the halacha of the Rabbi Hatim. There is a din of the Rabbi Hatim. So the answer is, I mentioned it, I don't know, when I mentioned it, in the Shia. So because there is a halacha, there is a sphere between two, between the Tzipurim and the Yerushalmim Yeretz. The Tzipurim says, which is, your sisa of the Adobo Rashi Akitu Lechoyom Nismeil, the Sosom of Adobo Rashi Akitu Lechoyom Nismeil, Akureinu Lechoyal Yishu Ismeil, Baal Tzmeil Shemini. In other words, one is not allowed to be chilek on this, on the tzak, on the roi of this nagaru, even if they say on right that it is left, and on left that it is right. What does it mean? In other words, even, in other words, if this nagaru passes one way, even if Gilat Ishmai is galut, that the one who is chilek on this nagaru is right, on an ideal level. But since this nagaru passed in that way, so that's the law. That's the drosha of the Sefer. The Yerushalmim here says that our Yisrael Kadosh Yeruch Yom Yismeir who will watch Yeruch or the Min Shul Yismeir or the Min Shul Yimim or Smeir Shul Yismeir the Loike Shul Yeruch or the Min Shul Yismeir or Smeir Shul Yimim. So that seems to be a story. But the question is, how can the Sefri say that after the Ruach HaMishu is made, that So that we would rob the people that put in the Torah. That's the deal. Even though I'm an idea, let me put in Torah. But it's not the Torah. Because there's not going to pass through it. That's how it appears. So why is there a lot of days? A lot of people don't see. It's a clear future. We also call a call out here. So then we have to bring calm. Manager. Now it's not there. They came, they have to bring calm for it to come. But in the Allah, he needs that he's there. Now go to pass through the clear is here. I mean, there's not going to be past the Chilev in Yitzhak. So that means there's not going to be past the there's a certain type of Chilev in Yitzhak. That's what we mean. But if it's a toy, it's a toy. So why do we have to bring it home? Why does it come? So, in other words, so we have to say that the Enoch Adam, there is a loche of the second quarter, she had to do a young man's name. That means that even that Magodo and Nandiyalev would be considered to be making the mistake, I was expressing that. If an Nandiyalev would be considered that when Magodo is making the mistake, that Magodo passed in that way, then it would be easy, because the redemption did the Torah according to the role, the Achoye of the world. Of the world. So, but, if this Nagodo ultimately realizes that it made that it was not just something but that actually is affected with the Isa Kalev, and then this Nagodo reverses its own judgment, so it's Mivatil Matreya to the Royal. Not the Kamahabe, but it's Mivatil Matreya. It's Mivatil Matreya to the Royal. So that was. So they get done. Now, as far as the spirit between the Yerushalmi, and the Sikhim is concerned, so the Ramban is the Hamikdash, the reconciler. The Ramban says that if the Nagot passed through the first Shire in the and there is one Talmud Kochem, who held the Raya, never there is Nagot. So, we can see the Chum, let's say, the Nagot passed through that because maybe if he presents his highest to the Nagodo, the Nagodo will be made the hidden redemption. Everyone has to be made to make a mistake, And this is the type of a person who doesn't want to admit that he made mistakes, then he's not even allowed to be the Nagodo. He's not allowed to be anything. If he's about dying, then he doesn't want to admit that he made mistakes. So anyway, he's not allowed to rely on the track of the best Nagodo, and the Chuyah to be Machi, the Chuyah to be Machi. But if he came before the Nagodo, and he had an exchange of ideas, and he mentioned his forest and his highest, and the Nagodo heard his highest, and the Nagodo repeated his highest, and told it exactly why his highest are no highest, at that point is the Holy Spirit come and didn't believe in it. And he says, and when you go over the Yerushalmi and hear this and this is really, you will see that my sword is right. It's correct. That's what the Rabbi says. What does he mean when he says when you go over the Sephirim Yerushalmi and you'll see, you'll come to this conclusion? Because the Ramban, he didn't want to be married, but he was disturbed by this apparent spirit between the three. So this is how he reconciled. Alright, that's something else. But in order to explain the Yerushalmi, in order to explain that I mean that the Supreme, Aphraim, Hayimish, Ismail, Asmish, Yimim, but we have a parasha of Hebrew based in Shechelim Yudah. So it's a nice abeyah. The answer is, when do they have to bring it home? to pay the debt which came in Israel, then the Beis Nagodol realized where he came and they reversed the judgment. And the Beis Nagodol pechotze. You are not ashamed to say, we made a mistake. So the many ways cities they reversed the judgment, so that is the battle they are heroic. We must pray it. In the same Beis Nagodol reverses the judgment. So in other words, the question is, we raise the question against these things. How is it going to say in the first paragraph? The reason is why we don't pass like a blessing. In the Machlokes of Panarachnoi is because the whole Paschal came out of faith. The whole Paschal came out of faith. The implication being that the Paschal has not come out with Chvedei. So then the Paschal would be Machlia the Aloha like a blessing. Then the Paschal would be Machlia the Aloha like Chablezer, but he was chilek on the road, and the Chachamim were nagging him for that. So it's connected in Atorah, as they even say. So then the second verification. What is the first verification? The answer is, we have to understand as to why Chablezer, was so audacious and to persevere in Machlokes against Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Atei, the answer is, who are the Rabbi Atei? And even though that the Rebbe was sure that my ideal level, he knew with more time than the sound of the Rabbi, and you could see that, the fact of the Aloha of the Rebbe, who was later, but if he hadn't been true, the fact of him was better to be the greatest, he became the greatest. So in other words, so the thing is that the ideal level, the view of the Rebbe was more sound than the sound of the media. But, after Rabbi Atei, who had an idea that his view was more sound? But, after Rabbi Atei, so the Mele, so, but, the answer is, after Rabbi Atei, the Rabbi Atei was the Mele. Because, the answer is, suppose right now, let's say, right at that time, there was a whole of the world living. Suppose a year later, they would reconsider the same question of Tanakh Akhmaria, and then the same Chachomim, which is all the Chachomim were hailed, and the Mezer, and a year later, when they reconsidered the Tanakh, they would come to the conclusion that Mezer was right here. So then, it would have been very useful in Akhmaria that the Tanakh Akhmaria was not able to answer that. But suppose the facts had been different. At that time, they disagreed with Rabbi Zera, and then a year or two years later, they reconsidered it, and they decided like Rabbi Zera, and they reversed their own judgment. Then it would have been going with the Mafreya. It would have been going with the Mafreya that Rabbi Zera was not even. And later Rabbi Zera was so sure of the soundness of his news, that he didn't even consider it as a risk. He felt that if you call, they will reverse themselves. So that's the reason as to why Chablezer persevered in his view. He persevered in his view. But not only, and they never reversed it. So the main remains our other. So that means that Chablezer was easy, and after Rabbi Ma'atim, he became a prophet to Shevi, and perhaps he made it. After all, the Gemara says, leave the answer. When you are John Williams, so one says, Hocher Marat, then Hocher Marat. So when a person has a strong conviction, so it's leave the answer. So here, Chablezer had such a strong conviction of his view that he was convinced not only of the relative soundness of his view, vis-a-vis the view of Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbi. He was also convinced that in due course, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel don't hachonim would revert themselves. So Mamele, they did not revert themselves. So Mamele, the view of Rabbi Yeshua remained wrong. Remained wrong. But he was not chasishol in Eberia. He made it from Chabad. He was either in Eberia. And Chabad is either b'shevim to close, or perhaps it was an ignorance. Perhaps he's considered an ignorance from it. Because of this wrong conviction. And after all, he was right in his conviction that on a theoretical level, his view was even more sound than the sound of than the view of the Yeshua, because the Baskol confirmed his view, even though it was the faith. Now, so now we can understand the first clarification is to say that the reason is why we must like we do not rely on the Baskol is because the Baskol has been up to the grade. The implication being that if it has been up to the grade, if it has been up to the grade, so then the Baskol would be not clear about our faith like compared to but the question is, how could we rely on the Baskol and how could a Baskol be not clear when the Baskol is negative at all? That's not child, that's inconceivable. That the Baskol should be machia by your thought. The answer is, if the Baskol, the case is really this, if the Baskol had been made to the Chayde, in the first verse, that case is this. That if the Baskol had been made to the Chayde, so then, the Chachomim would have relied on the Baskol. Maybe not the Yeshua himself, but the Yeshua. That his own shikir, he must check in the Baskol, even when it's not the Rebbe. That was the view of the Yeshua. But that was not the view of the other Chachomim did not concur with Rabbi Yeshua on that. The other Chachomim concurred with Rabbi Yeshua on the question of Tamar Achnoyah. But on this wrong conviction of the Mashiach and the Baskol, no matter what, and even not negative at all. So the view of the Baskol, the other Chachomim did not concur with Rabbi Yeshua on that. So mainly, so the other Chachomim, so if the Baskol is Chachomim, if the Baskol is not the author of the Chayyot, so then the other Chachomim is on the right. And then, so what does it mean? So the next day, or even the same day, we will reconsider the same question, and then, they themselves would have reversed themselves. They would have reversed themselves. So if the Baskol had been doing that, maybe then the Baskol would have been the resistance for a reconsideration of the whole question of Tamar. And new ideas would have come, would have crept up in their minds. Once they realized that on a theoretical level, so the view of the measure was more sound. So then, they would reconsider the same question of Tamar Achnoye, and they would have reversed themselves. And once they would have reversed themselves, so the main way is that you go in this from Atreya, that the Baskol, so the way of Yeshua and Rambamriya is important with Atreya. But Atreya, because that's the Aloche, he's the best, he's the burden of his own judgment, so it's the Baskol and Atreya, the original judgment, the original decision. So the main way is that he's being recognized to the Prophet. This is the first one. No. Who? That he is the donkey of the Buddha. He's better than done. He's better than even though he's the Chachomim, has relied on the Baskol. So then retroactively, it would not have been negative at all. But the Shaita, at that moment, it was negative. Then retroactively, it would have become determined as not being the problem in the soul, but the shaitan, as of that moment. So it was reported to the Nassau. So Mimele, seeing as of that moment, it would have been the problem to the Nassau, so Mimele Baskol couldn't be a Machia. That's the migration between the first person and the first person. The Ishlema, the Shalom Hotem, so you're the Lechidah. So that, Domen Shamayi Lechidah. Then the Baskol with the Kiyo Nisai Kof, the Kiyo Nisai Kof, the in the Kiyo Nisai Kof, 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 the Kiyo Nisai Kof,
יהודים הרמאי קומר הוכר, מה נכתירים? כלומר, אם הצליח מבסקו, הוליו קומר להופי לרבלזר, גם הנאמר מכאן לא נקודה. ויושבים בהדיחים במקום העלות התנאים, משמע דמית ובישום זוכרים על זה. וכל, אם חביזו ההפתור, זה פרויקט לא עובד דווקא, זה פרטיס על הבאסקו. וכל זה פרויקט, וכל זה בלבור, בישום דמית ובישום זוכרים על זה. וכל, בשביל את זה, אין לנו מהצליחים מבאסקו זה. משום שלם הרחבי אבו מהצליח, איתי ניסה, אין לנו מהצליחים מבאסקו זה, אין לנו מהצליחים מבאסקו, לא אומר הוואר. אז איך הוא עושה לי, ובלעתי עשי, לא שכל מי נגנת תנחר, מישהו האנדד, כל מכירה באנדד. So then the Masconet of Gemara was that it's not that Rode imposed both Chumras Vassis on each other. And the Kavanah, there were no two Chumras Vassis on each other. Rode acted according to the view of Rav. And that Rav, when he says in Mashal, he doesn't mean that the Tobit Adenshe, the Chum, how to be, had the being of Adenshe, the Chol Adlok, and he can use the Tobit. No. No. If he has a dean of Evasia, after all, the balance is something else. I mean, the balance is here in the canopy that leads to Evasia. But since there is one Hemshah, from the Sabbaths and the balance, so in Melee, Rav says that the spar is the psalm of Evasia concern, so the parents, the Tumut HaLeishim, is to be treated by the Leishim. Just as there is a special halacha, that the Tumut HaLeishim be Mashu, not the Hubei, but the Mashu, so Tumut HaLeishim don't have to be. But it's just as things are better. So we have certain areas that Abu Yishim, other areas now, even though the other areas are also an extension of the Gagarins of the Levi, so here too, true that the Pharisees is an extension of, I mean structurally, it appears like an extension of the Vajra, is the cavity, the Pharisees, the cavity that leads to the Vajra, but the Tumut HaVajra is not the proper area for Shechita. Some Mimele, he added it, because Shechita is not the proper area for Shechita. Some Mimele, it was not always true. And since we got it true, so even in Mashu, passes it. So just making the Mashu that was done on the Takim Shal Shchite, passes it. Kumi Kerala, God Amin Amin Rabin Ayah Kumi Kerala Kumi Kumi Shmuel, Hainu Ema Yisal Gdai, Rabi Motu Emin Ma Kumi Kishmuel, Ab, Rab Mekam Shchite, Yosan Ame, Bihijim Shlish, Vishochat Shnei Shlish, look at Krav, you should try and look at this. Right now. Just one. Remind what come. So, in other words, the Tumas of Eishek is not imitation. So you have to share the Eishek. You have to all structurally, I mean, there is one Hemshek. So we will have to know up to what point in the patient, so can you cut, can you share, and beyond which point you cannot share. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman, at Kibbutz Bisasya. Now there are two Pshatim, when you learn Hilchas Shechita, so we mentioned both Pshatim. So Rashi Pshatim, אתי ציזה סייאת שורך וניח בצל הריש כשורי של פרויקס. יאו, בשמיר הזאת. אני שומע איתי אחיד הסכום בצפונן, ומי שמיר בין, וחייתה בלו ניח את ציזה סייאת. So, צורך וניח בצל הריש כשורי של פרויקס. כשורי של פרויקס. פיר, דיכוי חס. ארבע את פרויקס, תימא, בידי איתמן. ופיר שאני מצחו, ומחבי מניה, ארבע דבוי גרעים עם דיר. הוא יבן טובה, אבל הוא לא אין תחשיב, הוא אין טובה. בוי, מכאן ואילך כל אחד ואחד לפי מה שדו. הוא בחד מפורש, כי תפיס הסייאת היא לא פתאום יש בשתי את דייצה. ודברים לראות הבון, יש לי שמחה לראות. והי קורא לכם את הבחר חילת. Kisses Yad. So he made Tzadike Biture, and to make Tzadike that means it's boisful. Tzadike that means it's boisful. So the Haina Albert way, also not have to be Kisses Dam. So there the expression is used to be Dam, so it means Albert way. Abloche, the expression is to be Yad. Imagine you have written the state for you. Back to the question. So we have two jati. One jati that it means Albert's voice, the size of Albert's voice. And the one jati is the size of Tuat's voice. Of Tuat's voice. Now, Mimato at Kamo. Now the question is, there is a juncture. Just as there is a juncture between the pharynx and the esophagus, there is a juncture between the esophagus and the first luminary. Now, so we have to know up to what point, what is the lower limit? What is the lower limit? So the upper limit is by leaving kinetic range the size of four voice or the size of two voice. So, and what is the lower limit? What is the lower limit? So, Omar Abnachmar Al-Boy, Atkin Yishiyas. So, in other words, that because the esophagus does not have real-life substance. And the woman doesn't. So until where the hair-like substance, the minute thing, until where it begins to have villain, becomes villainous, the hair-like minute substance, the hair-like substance. Aiming Goma Rabin Yoma Maiden Shmira, Tetra Bevashet, Somu Likores, Somu Likere, Likeres, Zeu Keresatini, Zeu Keresatini. Amai kikoshoche, bikeres koshoche. Eine, tepa bikeres, somuch lebeishe zeu keresatim. Nikoli seile, ki koma rav, biture vinsofe. Now let's see the answer. Admo keshiasi, sheyeish shomsar, shegir in bisaki bikeresatim. So the bilai, that belongs to the keres, to the woman. Tepa bikeres, tepa bikeres. Because salke daito, the rozel sar, bisecha beishe, lo yide, ביאת אמרה עד מכן שיעשי והצייפה בין שתקול עם מוצא שוכי וכי נראה בין שתקול עם מוצא שוכי בין אין לטבע בקרס סומוך לבין שתקול די לטבע חיש של קרס על הקרס הקרס אם כבוס יש את האבא מן הגמור רבוז כדי קרס הקרימי is in the בין שתקול so he says no אין לטבע בקרס סומוך לבין שתקול די לטבע חיש של קרס על הקרס הקרימי הוא כבוס יש משהו וכי שנאה במלוך נמיצה מצור איזה חוזה כל לפני בכל שור הקרס קורם מסקיס נחצינו לבין איזה בקריאסו כי כמרב טפר בבישת מכן קרס ביטור אבינוס הפרי שהשר נכנס בשיח הבישת טפר ולילום מכמשים את הרב בבישת עד מכן השר so call it a second motion so it comes villas so in other words in a bull it becomes villas even in the suburbs So even though in a goal, so it becomes this, you have the villi, the minute substances, the real-life substances, inside the shape, inside the subject, but you cannot check. I mean, I suppose, I mean, let's say, this is the relation. So the lower portion, the lower portion of the esophagus in the bull has the villi, the minute hair-like substances. But you couldn't check here in this portion, or it's already there. So in the bull, you could only check up to the point where it becomes villous. So in other animals, so it's not villous. So maybe you can check up to the beginning, up to the mouth of the woman. But Pashenkin in the bull, where the lower portion of the sarcophagus itself has that the hair-like
minute substances, the vilai, some melee. So where it is vilas, where it has the vilai, you cannot check. You have to check before it becomes dense. Alright, now. So, on Monday, I would like to cover a lot of ground because, you see, we only spend time on the first piece of Gemara, Ketubos Habeishet, in the cases, and then we'll discuss Ishkes Rambam about Ikur. I mean, it really has to do with Shchitah, but we didn't discuss it. We didn't discuss Ishkes Rambam in Ikur when we learned about Shchitah, because it wasn't today. Alright, now, but then the rest of the Gemara is not difficult at all. So I would like on Monday to get up to the Fenheimut days, the two dots, up to Nika Halev with this club. Tuvet Zaveshet is the forecourt of the Saturday. Or it's called the Pharaoh. So if the Tuvet Zaveshet was detached completely, not only most of it was detached, but completely was detached, it was torn away from the Rechi, from the jaw, so from the Rechi Atachti. So it's kosher. Vitane tune mitulach atach bukoshe. Now, the Mishnah says, the next Mishnah, that if the lower jaw was removed completely, it's kosher. Now, when you remove the lower jaw completely, so naturally the pharynx is detached from the lower jaw because you remove the lower jaw. And still, it's kosher. So it's a right. So Shmuel mentions this Mishnah from Rakatas, Mishnah kosher as a riot. The third Tavish is a Mishnah called Rakhi kosher. Maskev Barat, Pope, Vomito Mito Simonim. That's one of the five true Mishnah. If the Simonim have become detached from the source, so then no Shkita can take place. So if the third Tavish was detached and torn away from the lower jaw, so mainly the simonim are coming at all way. They are detached from the source. So the human is the kashe nature. So let the proper is the kashe. Again, the wish, the proper kashe must be said. Like attack the kosher. So the wish is saying so many words. The people in the lechi attack was completely removed. Naturally, the lechi attack was removed. So the pharynx that was attached to it must then become detached and still it's kosher. So what do we need to do with this mission? So the Gemara says, no, against Rav Kofi there is no kasha. Because Rav Kofi holds that the Tzadoshet Shemikul Kulei Lechi is not kosher. But the Mishnah that says, Mishnah that says, Mishnah that kosher, what do you carry through it, what do you do? So the way Rashi takes it, many of the Shem explained to the Gemara, in other words, that it all depends, according to our prophet, it all depends. If, let's say, the Lechi Atachti was detached from the simonim in the flesh, so it is equal. But when we say Mikulach Yatachti Kosher, when the lower jaw was detached from the simoni and the flesh remained attached to the simoni, so then it is kosher. Masha'inki, it's against the Prophet, there is no kosher. Masha'inki Shmuel, he says, Tovet Zaveishet Mikulach Yatachti Kosher. So that means that the Tovet, the pharynx, together with the flesh, and the pharynx, in the top of the pharynx, was torn away from the lower jaw. So in other words, so the bosom did not remain attached to the pharynx. So then, So then it's legal. But if you can support himself, you can say, Nikola Hatachan is kosher only when the lower jaw was detached, but the flesh remained attached to the skin. So, Ikako, Ikako, that when the two of Iko and no Ikako can be realized, that is, if the Torah Kabbalah together with the flesh was detached